Start.
Yeah, it is, but can you believe we didn't have to take our boat to work today?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we've been really, really lucky. Hey, Sam, as a, shall we say, I do have a shape, and it's round, and the culinary arts people with doing the pastry stuff,
yeah.
That sounds really, really good. I haven't made it over there yet, but they're doing it through, what, July 29th?
Yeah, through July 29th, and the good news, Keith, is that you know, you don't have to always, if you work over here at Ivy Tech, you don't always have to make it over to Liberty Crossing. They'll actually deliver it to us. So that is why I'm round as well, is because I've had too many of these pastries delivered to me over here at Ivy Tech. But if you're out in the community, you can place your orders, and they have, you know, they have everything from apple turnovers to brownies to all kinds of different things. I can attest to the quality. It is very, very,
yes.
Very good. And so, yeah, if you just, look online, there's a website that's got our menu on there, and, we will be happy to place your order. And then the students, you know, take all the orders, they do all the, sales, they promote it, they take care of everything. So it's a great learning experience for them, as well as obviously, cooking all those baked goods.
And that the hours for that are 9 to noon, and that's, on what, Wednesday?
Yeah, on Wednesday until July 29th, so it's each Wednesday.
Cool. Susie Graham was on last week, and she was talking about some of the scholarships. Now, I know it's too late for part of the scholarship thing for this fall, but it's not too late for people that are thinking ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're thinking ahead and you know you're going to be at Ivy Tech next spring or summer, it's not too late. Come on in. Make sure that you've applied. And then you'll go, we can train you and teach you how to do that. You go on through your Campus Connect and apply, and you can get in there nice and early.
Now, your department is doing amazing things, and there are a lot of changes for the students that have been there before. When they come back, where do you go to enroll and some of the services and things that are going on, there's some neat changes. Talk a little bit about that and what somebody coming out there, either a veteran or a first-timer, can expect to see about enrolling at Ivy Tech.
Gosh, we have had a lot of construction this summer. So students, when they come in every day, you can see their surprise on their face when there's a large tarp over the area where they used to enroll. You know, that used to be the old advising center. That will be now our express enrollment center. So that's kind of our one-stop shop for everything that you need. So when you come in, they can take care of your financial aid questions, your enrollment questions, just any general questions you have. And then we've, you know, the last few months, we've created a brand new advising center. So all of our advisors now are in one area. It's brand new. It's very, very nice. The advisors are excited. Large waiting rooms. The students aren't on top of each other anymore. It's a lot of fun. We're very excited about the fall semester and getting started.
Now, anybody driving by Ivy Tech can see the construction, but I don't think, and you know that's on kind of the north end of the building, but I don't think they realize how much has gone on inside of the existing building. And when they come back and they go to the what used to be the commons and find that's now classrooms, they're going to be somewhat surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. So included with the expansion is the old existing commons is now going to be classrooms. And so when the expansion opens in January 16, we're going to have a brand new student commons with Blooming Foods and a large auditorium. They've already started laying tile in that in the expansion. I've been in there. I was in there Tuesday this week. They have done a lot of work. You know, we mentioned the weather earlier. You know, when it's been pouring down rain, obviously that can delay some things, especially when you don't have a roof.
Yes.
On part of the building. But they are, as we speak, they are buttoning up the roof over the culinary center, and so then they'll start to pour concrete, get the flooring in, and start, you know, drywalling and putting all that up. So we're very excited. I'd say right now, we're almost 75% complete. The culinary area, you know, it's a little bit behind, but that's about 50%.
What are we looking at for the grand opening time for all of this new building?
Grand opening, we will be in the building for spring classes. Now there is a
this coming spring.
This coming spring,
wow.
January 16, we will be
wow.
in that building. I know it's finally here. It moves quickly, but we will have an open house the week right before Thanksgiving, and so in November. I'm not exactly sure the date on that, but we'll have an open house. The public will be here. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know that Amanda Franek and Tina Phelps and others have been planning that. So we'll have music, we'll have tours, we'll have all kinds of different things. So we'll be, you know, almost finished enough that we can start. We can at least have an open house in November.
Now the school students for the K through 12 in our area are kind of looking at the date of August 3rd on the calendar and know, wow, there's not much time until less than a month, and school's going to be starting. How about the countdown to Ivy Tech?
Ivy Tech. Well, the countdown has started for us as well. You know, we enroll about 50% of our students in the month of August. So our advisors are very busy. All our staff are, you know, we're buzzing around here like bees right now, getting students in. But the start of the semester is August 24th, so we are nearing that start date. Again, you know, it's an exciting time for us. We absolutely love the start of each semester. It's just a lot of fun.
I know that students listen to the Ivy Tech people that come on this radio station, and they say, you know, I've thought about going back to school, but, you know, I've been out so long, I don't think I could cut it. You're the student affairs guy. What do you say to students like that?
You know, I can say the students who are, you know, a little more mature in their age and their wisdom, those are the students that do the best. You know, they've learned time management. They've learned how to prioritize things. It's really, you know, it's their time. You know, if they want to take the next step, if they want to earn more at their job, if they want to move up at work, or if they just completely want to reinvent themselves and begin a new career, Ivy Tech is a great place to do that. We run into students every single day who say, oh, I'm going to be the oldest one in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. Not true at all. I think that folks you know, who are more mature think of college as a setting with a majority of 18-year-olds. That's just not true at Ivy Tech. We have our large percentage of students who are 18, and they're earning their credits here, saving a lot of money to transfer. But we have a lot of students who are just coming back to, you know, to boost their skills, get that new job, or completely reinvent themselves. They've always wanted to be a nurse, and so they're here taking classes to learn to be a nurse.
Sam, I've had people in my class that are in their 70s.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there is no age restriction on this. And we get a lot of people who wait until their kids start college and decide they're going to come and try to do it. But they're terrified about, you know, they think that those young kids just out of high school, they know everything. And as a mature student, you've forgotten everything. And I will tell you, as a mature student, you're motivated like all get out to succeed. And sometimes younger students don't realize what it takes to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. The students, you know, the ones that are a little more mature, they are here for a reason. They know their goal. They are moving forward with their goal. You can tell it in their face. They're ready to finish. They're ready to get done. You know, the Commission for Higher Education sent some information a couple weeks ago about how there's 800,000 Hoosiers right now with some college credit. Right now, you know, the U.S. is at about 40%. Post-secondary degree attainment, and the goal, you know, that the Obama administration has set is 60%. So we really need to get folks in here, get in some classes, get those credentials. You know, it's something I think that when you look into the future, you're just going to be very happy you did.
When somebody makes that decision to come in, young or old, what do they need to walk in there and start getting involved in classes?
They just need a smile on their face. Just come in, see us. They'll be greeted with a smile from Tiffany. We call her the Director of First Impressions. And we will completely guide them from step one and just let them know what it is they need to do, and we'll help them along the entire way.
Do I have to have money to pay for everything that first day I enroll?
No, you don't. You don't. We have a payment plan, and then payment is not due until the Friday before classes.
Wow. And any special programs, anything new coming down the pike?
You know, just real quick, back to the payment, there's, you know, and there's still financial aid available.
Yes.
So many students, They hear the March 10th deadline for state aid, and while that's a very important deadline, there's still federal financial aid available. So that's the Pell Grant, and so that's you know that's the big dollars to help students meet their educational goals. And so it's not too late to sign up for financial aid, and students can come in and we can help them through that process.
You have some special days for enrollment times and days.
We do. On we have an express enrollment day planned for the 31st of this month from 9 to 4. That's a day that we'll have, you know, some extra things going on, but certainly we'll have a lot of extra staff on board. We advertise this out into the communities. We'll be at the county fairs coming up. You know, the Monroe County Fair that we're all excited about starts July 25th. The Lawrence County Fair starts this weekend, July 18th, so we'll be out there. And then we have express enrollment days that anchor these events, so we'll be out in the community a lot, and we'll, you know, we're here to help help the needs of the community.
And the advantage, Sam, of getting out there now instead of waiting till just before classes start is what?
It is that you get to have the best schedule that meets your needs. So if you have, you know, young children, obviously we have online classes and things like that, where a lot of our students work. In fact, most of our students work, and so, you know, the earlier you get in, the better class schedule you can have. You can pick your days and times. You know, you get the best class selection. Some of our classes, you know, they do fill up pretty quickly. So the students who are in here early, they're the ones who get the best schedule. That obviously leads to a more successful semester.
Now, I know you have season's tickets for all the Ivy Tech games, and the college recruiting season is wrapping up. How'd Ivy Tech do on its football and basketball recruiting for this year?
We did exceptionally well, Keith. We are undefeated since 1963. But all seriousness, you know, Ivy Tech does have a robust student life program.
That's
and
right.
And recreational athletics. We have basketball, we have softball, we have
you got volleyball too.
We have volleyball too. We have all kinds of things. I know there's things that I'm forgetting. But we do. We have a lot of students who, you know, they're very surprised and very pleased when they walk in the door and they learn about all the exciting things that we have in student life. We have tons of clubs and organizations. We have athletics. We have speakers. We have just all kinds of things. You name it, Ivy Tech has it.
Well, we got to get you back in your hard hat so you can go and help finish up that new building. And Sam DeWeese, the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at Ivy Tech, thanks for joining us today and filling us in. What's a phone number if somebody has any questions they can call?
812-332-1559.
Sam DeWeese, thank you very much. Look forward
to
talking to you in the future.
All right, take care.
Sam DeWeese, who is the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs at Ivy Tech.